JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's edition, Jamaica welcomes 2 millionth visitor to the island. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we head over to the parish of St. Elizabeth. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies
too. Jamaica recorded a landmark achievement on Sunday, December 29, welcoming 2 million stopover visitors in one calendar year for the first time in the tourism industry's history. American couple Alexis and Craig Grainer of Boston, Massachusetts, had the distinction of being the visitors enabling Jamaica to achieve this milestone in 2013. The Grainers, along with other passengers, came on board American Airlines Flight 380, which arrived at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay from Miami, Florida. The Grainers were welcomed by an official delegation headed by Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil, who presented them with gifts and other memorabilia to commemorate the occasion. Addressing the welcome ceremony, Dr. McNeil said, despite challenges encountered by the tourism industry, stopover arrivals have grown steadily.
In the course of that time, Jamaica has become an iconic brand in the travel industry, achieving name recognition in almost every nation on earth. Certainly, Jamaica remains high on the aspirational list of consumers the world over. We feed these aspirations by our marketing efforts for the excellence with which we have consistently earned admiration and recognition.
Dr. McNeil points out that the efforts to increase visitor arrivals were also underpinned by a major thrust to attract investments in the sector, particularly in infrastructure development. This, he says, was complemented by unprecedented public sector investment in infrastructure, which produced a burgeoning growth in the country's hotel room inventory. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit PIOJ's website at pioj.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
My time about Christmas, I used to fire rockets and balloons, and then you get the burst it, and then you blow the balloon, string and hang it up, and then we get some white lime and we whitewash and we bleed up, and then my mother would go to the grand market and then he would come and cook some nice yam and dumplings and pork, you know, and then you would eat and feel merry. In those days we never have any way to go, but we just follow the moon shine up and down and ramp in the moonlight, and it was so a pleasure for us. My name is Joy, I'm a mosquito here in St. Elizabeth. That is my beauty of Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join us again on this station or visit our website at jis.gov.jm. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.